Hello and welcome to an incredible opportunity for your life empowerment. It's the DeMartini Show, designed to help you understand yourself and others on a deeper level, as well as to expand your power, influence, and inspiration. It's presented by Dr. John DeMartini. He's an internationally published author, a polymath, and a human behavior specialist with over five decades of extensive research into maximizing human awareness and potential. He's also a global educator on a mission to help you master your mind in order to master your life. In this episode, Dr. DeMartini explains how understanding an individual's most important values is key to employee autonomy and increasing their intrinsic drive, engagement, and productivity. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode, Applying Your Highest Core Intrinsic Values in the Workplace. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Dr. John DeMartini. I have been blessed for the last 46 years of my life to study a field called axiology. You may or may not have heard that term, but it means the study of value and worth. And this has tremendous application because everything you ever do in your life is built on it. Every perception, decision, and action you take is based on values. And your self-worth is how congruent you are with what you value most. Are you living by highest priority? If you do, your self-worth goes up. If you're not, it goes down. And many times people who have learned and been students of mine or been somebody that's attended programs know I talk about values in almost every talk I ever do. I'm kind of Mr. Values guy. But it has tremendous application in business. In fact, I have an actual training program for business leaders and managers and people in business to use and utilize values to maximize potential in business. And I'd like to share a few of those anyway, applications, because it's quite wide. I'll start with the idea that every human being has a set of priorities, a set of values that are unique to them. And whatever is highest on their value, they're engaged in, inspired by, spontaneously, and they love doing it. Nobody has to remind them or motivate them to do it. Anything that's lower on their values, they have to be motivated externally to get them to stay doing it. So you tend to be disciplined, reliable, and focused in your highest value. You tend to be procrastinative, hesitative, and frustrated in lower values. Now, this has application, again, in business, because nobody goes to work for the sake of a company. They go to work to fulfill what they value most. And if they can't see how what they're doing in their daily job is helping them fulfill their values, they're disengaged. They're uninspired. They're ungrateful. They don't love what they work. They're not inspired to work. They're not enthused. They're not certain about their skill. They're not present. And they're going to be basically wanting to take breaks and wanting to take vacations and wanting to escape and retire and get away from it because it's not engaging, not fulfilling. So the application of values in business is, if you don't know somebody you're hiring or somebody that's working for you is the highest values, and they're not able to see how their job duties are fulfilling them, then you're going to have to micromanage them. You're going to have to keep using external motivation. You have to use reward to do it and punishment if they don't. And you're going to have to keep up on them. And because it's not engaging, it's not their identity. They don't feel like it's really them. They just have a job for money. They're going to be needing more money to compensate for the unfulfillment. It's going to cost you more. But if you screen people first by knowing what their values, and I've developed a value determination process. If you go on my website, drdemartini.com, there's a free private value determination process that companies all over the world use to help them screen people and to know in advance whether they're going to be productive or not. I developed a value determination process that's free on the website. And if you do that and really do it as instructed, you can help yourself know what your values are and what other people's values are that you're about to hire. You can only trust somebody to live according to their values. They're only reliable and disciplined in that area. And anytime you expect somebody to live outside their values and you project your values on them and expect them to live in your values, you're going to end up having futility and you're going to end up with anger. You're going to have unmet expectation, which is sorrow. But if you know what their values are and you know what your job description is and it's clear and concise and you know every action that's involved in the job description, You can actually ask them, once you determine their values by doing the process on my website, you can ask them, how specifically is doing this job duty helping you fulfill what is most important to you, your top value? If they look at you and they go blank and they go, I don't know, I can't see it. If you hire them to do that job, you're going to be let down because they can't even see how it's helping them fulfill what they're up to, what their dreams are, what their objectives are. So when you go through and you take the job description and you go through and ask them, how specifically is this job duty, this action that you'll be doing daily, helping you fulfill what's most important to you? If they can't see it and you hire them, you're going to be frustrated. They're not going to live up to expectation. But if they are fluent and congruent and can rattle off how it's helping them get what they want, then they will do it on their own without having to micromanage them, without having to use incentives. They'll do it because they're committed to what is highest on their value. So there's a screening process I developed that I train people. I've trained people in companies for many years, for 42 years now, on how to maximize engagement. And engagement is the name of the game when it comes to companies. If a person's not engaged in what they're doing and they're not inspired by their job, they're not grateful for it, they don't love what they're doing, they're not enthused by it, they're not certain about their skills. See, if they don't really have a value on it, they don't want to study it. They want to do the minimum amount. When it's really valuable to them, they want to excel at it. And so, you know, it's just like a young boy who loves video games. You don't have to be reminding him to go do his video game. He just does it. You want people like that in your business to do it. So screening people according to values saves enormous amounts of aggravation when you hire people. Now, if somebody slipped through the cracks and they've already been hired and maybe you're not as fulfilled in the way they're producing and you'd like to increase the production, there's also a value application where you can actually go in and show them the links and how this job duty and help them see the links of what they're doing, how is it helping fulfill what is valuable to them. And I train facilitators and we've gone into companies and we can take any employee, doesn't matter who they are, and we can take somebody who's disengaged and re-engage them by making neuroplastic links in their brain between what they're doing and what's important to them. So we have a way of screening them so you don't have to do that. Or if they're already there and you're afraid to hire or fire them, or because they're loyal to them or they've been around a while or because they know your family and you've got yourself trapped that way, there's a way of engaging them and inspiring them to be engaged and produce. So I've trained people on how to screen them. I train people how to, I educate people about values and the significance of them. Then I show them how to determine the values. I show them how to shift values. I've actually done that with CEOs. That people, sometimes CEOs are hired. They're expected to do something. They didn't screen them on their values. They didn't find out that that's not their highest value, that they're what they're expecting from. They're not producing, but it's costly to fire them, and it becomes public information. It affects stock returns and investments. And so they come in and ask me, can I get them and re-engage them by changing their values to match what the job description is? You know, there's only two ways to have fulfillment in life, either do what you love and delegate or love what you do by linking. And I show people how to link the job duties to their values to make them engage or shift the values by stacking up associations and shifting the values to match the job description. So either way, there's a way of making more productivity and engagement in people. It's just a matter of taking the time to master the skill of doing it. And it's all value applications. There's also how to, if you're going to hire this person, how to get more out of them. It's how to learn how to lead them, manage them according to values. So if you know what their values are and you communicate in those values respectfully, they're more engaged and more likely to want to help you because you're helping them. If you help other people get what they want, you get what you want. So then knowing each individual employee's values that you're managing, leading, if you're the leader and you have four executives, at least knowing those four, if those executives have other people underneath them, managers, and knowing those, they can literally go down the ranks by respectfully communicating in each other's values. You know, you wouldn't go and make a sale. To sell is to care enough about the customer to find out what their needs are, their dominant buying motive, and to articulate the product, service, or idea in terms of their values, what they value most. And then they'll exchange money for it to make a transaction. Well, the same thing when you're a manager or a leader, anybody that you're leading or managing is going to have the same thing. You're selling an idea, selling a project, selling an objective to them. And if you can do it in their values, they're more engaged, inspired to do the work. So the value applications are broad in leadership. And by the way, when people are living by their highest values, then they wake up their executive center, they become more objective leaders and more respectful leaders and more communicative leaders. So values have application there. And there's a science that I teach people on how to increase the probability of living congruently with highest values through delegation and dedication to what's most important on the value list. But also learning how to communicate in values respectfully for leadership roles, for management roles, and also sales and negotiation. Also, when people are having change and they have change management, lots of change in a company, which is constant, they're not adaptable if they're not engaged. So how to engage them to make them more resilient and adaptable for the changes that are demanded in the company. So you're not having to wait for cataclysmic events to occur to get you to change. You're doing it with micro changes. As Jim Collins says, it's a little micro changes on a daily basis that gives competitive advantage to companies. But it's also when there's conflict. If you can link the values between two people and find out, let's say you're in a relationship with somebody and you know what their top values are and you know what your top values are. If you think your top values are superior to them, you'll talk down to them and you'll disrespect them. If you think theirs is more important than yours, you'll sacrifice for them. If you try to live in other people's values or try to get others to live in your values, you have futility. They can't do that, not sustain it anyway. But if you actually can link values between people that you're engaging, interacting with, you can link the values. It's an exercise I train on values that help business and helps respect. In fact, in Tokyo, we had 66 people at a values training program there, and they met in pairs, so 33 pairs. They did a value linking process. These are people they never met before, didn't know them, weren't in business with them, they had no relationship with them. When they got through, 27 out of the 33 were in business, doing business transactions. That's how powerful it is. So it re-engages and re-inspires people in their communication skills more respectfully. So there's that. Then there's also when you're living according to values and living by priority, your health goes up and less health issues in the business. So it saves cost on healthcare. And it also, you're more inspired when you're living by your highest values. In fact, your highest values where you spontaneously act out of inspiration. So there's a tremendous amount of use in there. Then you have people at home. You may have a conflict at home. If you don't know how to apply the values process at home and link values at home, the conflict there comes into the office. And now they're not really present. And then people can sense that when they're doing transactions in business and sales. So it has wide application, the values. I really don't know of any area of your life that's not impacted by values. And I have trained people in the values training program that I do on how to empower all seven areas of your life through values. Any area of your life you're not empowered in, somebody's going to overpower you in, and you're not going to master that area of life. But knowing values, I'm certain 46 years of studying this, and I probably put more energy into it than most people on the planet, that knowing that, I guarantee, is going to give you comparative advantage in the world, because nothing gets done until somebody sells something to somebody through some value system. One person's trying to fulfill their values by helping other people fulfill theirs. So the value applications is widespread in the business world. And I don't think people even realize that everything that's going on in business is that. And it's trying to get, in fact, everything, all the symptoms in business, all the challenges you face in your business is attempting to get everybody there to be more engaged, more fulfilled. And all of them are trying to get them to live authentically according to their highest values. Whatever's highest on your value is your ontological identity. Your life revolves around it. It's your teleological purpose, so you feel meaning and purpose. It's your epistemological area of expertise, so that's where you'll excel. And it's finding that one thing that you excel at that gives you comparative advantage. So value applications is extremely important in the business world and in the wide ramifications, socially and family and financial. In fact, if you can't manage your emotions, don't expect to manage money. And when you're living by your highest values, you're more objective and self-governed and less volatile and less emotional. So you'll end up with more income and more profitability. I'm certain about that. And I've gone into companies. I had a company that I worked with that went up about $1.49 billion when they started applying the value applications. So I've seen the impact. I know it works. And I'm just taking a moment to share with you what you could be doing if you learned the applications on values in your life. It is tremendous application. And I could go on and on probably more for it, but I'm just trying to let you know that's available. If you'd love to learn about more about the values, please go on my website, do the value applications, the value determination process on there, and get the values factor book that I have, or come to the breakthrough experience where I teach people how to use it, or my training on values. It is a gold mine. It is something that'll give you a comparative advantage in life. And I assure you that if you have a business, the information that I'm just introducing you to is gold. It will help you manage your business more effectively, to help you serve more people and make more income and have more fulfillment in your career.
Well, that was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. And if you'd love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then follow the DeMartini Show now so that you're notified when we add the next episode. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to the website drdemartini.com. You'll find loads of valuable information on the blog and free training that you'll be able to access under the Learn tab, which is on the homepage of the website. If you'd love to speak to a member of the DeMartini team, then use the online chat function on the website. We'd love to get to know you and to understand what you'd love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. Just a reminder, if you're ready to take action and transform your life today, if you're ready to do the work, then join Dr. John DeMartini at his weekend seminar, The Breakthrough Experience. To find out more about the program, go to demartini.fm/seminar. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay focused on your goals and dreams and stay inspired.